Flip-flop and Joe Biden once voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. By Wendell Hasebo on May 4, 2022. President Joe Biden opposed the Supreme Court's decision to legalize abortion 1 year after Roe v. Wade. "I don't think that a woman has the sole right to say what should happen to her body," he told The Washingtonian in 1974, 1 year after the court legalized abortion. "I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I think it went too far," he added. Biden doubled down years later in 1982 when he voted to approve a constitutional amendment that would have allowed abortion to become a state issue instead of a federal one. Then-Senator Biden was the only Democrat singled out by the New York Times at the time as supporting the amendment that the National Abortion Rights Action League called the most devastating attack yet on abortion rights, the New York Post reported. On Tuesday, however, President Biden flip-flopped and supported the court's 1973 decision. "Roe has been the law of the land for almost 50 years. And basic fairness and the stability of our law demand that it not be overturned," he said. "I believe that a woman's right to choose is fundamental. But even more, equally profound is the rationale used. It would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question," Biden claimed. Biden's 180-degree change is a result of how radical the Democrat Party has become. In the last 20 years, the Democrat Party has begun championing critical race theory, glorifying abortion, lifting public safety measures through soft-on-crime initiatives, and professing transgenderism to be a protected class. The Democrat Party was in the early 1900s a workers' party, geared toward the American family. It has since become deconstructed by ideology into intersectionality. Now the Democrat Party is a coalition of marginalized and opposed groups that allegedly form a whole. "We're not a cult, we're a coalition," Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, explained in April. "If you're a cult, it's very easy. You just take orders from the cult leader. Just bend the knee to the cult leader and fall in line." Former President Barack Obama was the first leader of the Democrat Party to successfully wield intersectionality. But under President Joe Biden, the politics of intersectionality has fallen prey to party infighting, such as between Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Senator Joe Manchin, DWV. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.